Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that every single weekend, Sundays, 12:30 on WJCL. We take you in and out of the kitchens of the Coastal Empire and the Lowcountry, and anywhere a couple of tanks of gas will get us. We are always in search of the best eats in the region. On the other end of the line is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jesse. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
All right.
Ready to shed this tropical malaise, I guess is the best way to put it. Hurricane Tropical Storm Helene rolled through here a few days ago, and I don't know about you guys over in Hilton Head, but it kind of sort of brought Savannah to a standstill. How'd you guys fare over there?
We fared really well, considering, but it was a much bigger deal than any of us had anticipated. I think the general consensus is that the winds on that Thursday night into early Friday morning was nobody slept, you know, because the wind was just raging. But by daybreak, you know, a lot of debris down and some trees down, but could have been way worse. Not a whole lot of damage over here. The sun came back out, you know, Friday afternoon, and everybody carried on their way. A lot of cleanup efforts going on, of course, but
yeah.
What, knock on wood, once again, I mean, we were spared.
Yeah, we largely were spared here, except for, you know, down trees and power. I agree with you. I went to bed Thursday night thinking, all right, well, just got to ride out some wind and rain. But by 1:30, I was awake from the wind and rain, and it was a lot worse than I thought it would be. And so, you know, how do you fall back asleep during that? And so I was hanging out with the rest of Chatham County here on Facebook, just, you know, seeing updates and stuff. And then by morning, Friday morning, like you said, a lot of trees and branches down and all that. My neighbor lost one of their back fence of their yard. But okay, you know, we went out for a walk, damage assessment walk through downtown Savannah. And Broughton Street, our main drag, was hopping with activity. The coffee shops were full. The lines to get a coffee to go were long. And so I thought it was business as usual, only come to find out that a majority of Savannah had lost their power outside of downtown.
Yeah, I actually didn't realize until much later on that Bluffton, I think the power, my power never went out, and not anybody really that I knew lost power here. But Bluffton and beyond lost power.
Yeah.
My daughter lost power in Charleston, all restored by, you know, mid-afternoon at some point that very same day.
Yeah.
But still, you know, distressing for people.
Of course.
Not knowing if it was going to get back on grid soon, or if it was going to be like a week.
Well, late last night, as I was watching some football, started seeing on Facebook where a lot of my friends started getting power late last night, 9:15, 9:30. I've got power. My gym got power at 10:30 last night, and they announced they'd be open today. So, but there are still lots of restaurants and lots of people in this region, not just Savannah, but in this area, that still don't have power. And, you know, it's business as usual for us, but for them, it's kind of, my sister is one of them. She still doesn't have power.
Well, so I have actually three good friends. But one in particular that we've been concerned about, who live in the upstate or in North Carolina, in the western part of North Carolina, in the mountains. It's really utter devastation in that area, of course. And I didn't hear from her until yesterday, and I can tell you, I was on pins and needles.
Yeah.
She has a very large, she has a lot of acreage. She has cattle. She has her husband, her child, you know, the whole nine yards. She's got lakes, but she's, you know, other than loss of power and electricity, they fared very well. The dams held, no damage to her house. they had food and water. They had a Coleman stove they were cooking on. But she's higher up on the mountain. And so then, of course, as you know, Chimney Rock was completely washed away.
Yeah.
The town is gone. And many of the towns are really struggling. It'll be quite some time before order is restored in that area, and Eastern Tennessee as well.
Yeah. It was certainly, I mean, you never expect a storm that comes up through Florida like we see them. You know, we saw one a few weeks ago with Tropical Storm Debbie. You never think it's going to be that powerful and that catastrophic that far inland, but here we are. So,
well, and not to belabor all this, because we're really here to talk about food, I know, but a lot of the discussion I had over the weekend at the social events that I attended, people were saying that for once, the Weather Channel really didn't overplay this. In fact, if anything, they underplayed it. And I'm not passing any judgment whatsoever. I'm just making a statement that, it was a lot more severe for everybody, you know, than what we were thinking. And it landed further east, than it was supposed to. So
Yes. Well, I believe, and you know me, I'm going to defend the media till I die, because that's my thing. But, you know, the Weather Channel always gives us worst case scenarios. And when it doesn't happen,
they just didn't this time. And it was actually kind of nice.
Well, okay. So tell, I disagree. They told us this is category 4. This is coming on shore. This is going to be a mess. But anyway.
Well, yeah, but they didn't scare everybody to death. You know, I think basically probably what it is that because it wasn't impacting our area, maybe so much Florida, totally different story.
Yeah.
Totally different story there. But the fact that it was coming inland, I think everybody assumed that it just wouldn't be as strong.
Correct.
Moving over the state of Georgia
Correct.
And South Carolina,
Correct. Yeah. Usually with these storms that come over Florida into inner Georgia, you know, within 12 hours, they're like, okay, well, whatever, let's clean it up and move on. But this was raging clearly up into North Carolina.
Yeah.
So. But you did recover. Did you get out to dinner before the storm or after?
I did. My special friend and I went to Seagrass Grill last week. And, you know, I'm ashamed to say I don't remember the last time I've been there. It's been on my list of restaurants to hit for some time. You know, that little shopping area. Where that restaurant is located, right next to Palmetto Dunes, has two of my favorite restaurants on the island, Alfred's and Santa Fe Cafe. And so I'm always there, and I always say, I'm going to try Seagrass Grill. So I'd called my friend, and I was like, all right, let's go to Seagrass Grill. So we did, and it was a really nice dining experience. Looks really nice in there. I had not been in there since it had been renovated, and I don't even know when that was, so I can't even tell you how many years it's been since I visited. But we were famished. We wolfed down an appetizer. We thought about our dinner selections. I ordered a filet, which I hardly ever order steak because I try to be heart healthy, but I thought, you know, it wouldn't kill me to have a filet. And it was like butter. It was so good.
Like butter.
It was butter.
What else you have?
An appetizer. We had a bacon-wrapped scallop that was really, really good. We shared that. We had salads. I'm remembering now. The dinner came with the salad, which is nice. You know, that's nice that you don't. I might be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure. I think you could choose super salad. Anyway, salad and then the entree, and I believe that there were those whole haricots and some broccoli, I think, and mashed potatoes. No, scalloped potatoes. Very good. It was all really, really solid great service.
When you said super salad, I am reminded of a time when, as a preteen, we were, and this will tell you how far back this goes, we were at Howard Johnson, in the Florida.
The Hojo.
We were at Howard Johnson. It wasn't Hojo yet in the Florida Keys. And we stopped for a late night snack. And the server asked my aunt, I believe it was, Super Salad. And she said, yes. And he stared at her. and he goes, which one? And she goes, I'll have the salad. He goes, okay. So when it came out, it was a little side salad. And she said, this is a super salad? That is, you know, we all have stories of folklore from our family and our history and whatever. This is a super salad? No. The choice was soup or salad. Oh, okay. Then she got it. But yeah, she thought she was getting a super salad.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. So your dinner at Seagrass was very good. How long has that place been there?
It goes back at least 32 years.
Get out.
Because when I met the man that I eventually married, that was our first date.
Lord.
And that was 32, 33 years ago.
Lord. And wow, I didn't realize
that.
Wait
a minute. It could have been Charlie's then. Wait a minute. The restaurant has a history. Sorry. That was the original location of Charlie's Le Torvert. So it may have been Charlie's then. So then when Charlie's moved to the location where he is now on New Orleans Road, it became Seagrass Grill. That's correct. And then it's recently, I believe, under new ownership. My friend that I dined with knew more about it than I did. So she was trying to catch me up to speed on it. And I think that's what I remember. So it's been a restaurant for at least 35 years.
Wow.
At least probably 20 for Seagrass.
Well, that does offer us a perfect segue to,
it does, doesn't it?
To the island having lost suffered a great loss on the culinary scene. I'm slightly embarrassed to say that I never had the opportunity to meet and or chat with Charlie, but I know we have so many common friends that I knew his status was nothing short of legendary on the island. He passed away over the weekend.
Oh, iconic.
Yeah. Yeah.
So iconic. I had the great privilege of spending some time with him some years back, probably 20 years ago. I have a great story to tell about him and his wife. We were out boating in the May River and ran across Charlie and his wife either in the river or on the sandbar. I can't remember which, but of course they live right there with a dock that they have right on the May River, and they invited us to their dock. So we all boated back to the dock, and we just sat on the dock, and it was summertime, and it was warm, and it was really nice. And this was really the first chance I had to speak with him in person, and I was telling him how much I loved his Cobb salad. It's just, I mean, it's an iconic salad on the island. Anybody that, you know, has been to Charlie's knows that's one of my go-tos. And it comes with this lovely homemade tomato vinaigrette. And I said, if I only knew how to make that tomato vinaigrette, I would be the happiest person in the world. And he kind of was like, I don't give out recipes. And I kind of carried on about it a little bit. He goes, okay, well, I'll tell you what's in it, but I won't give you proportions. So I actually have that handwritten in a folder where I have handwritten recipes from special people.
Now, of course, his restaurant, his flagship restaurant, is one of your favorites. You are there almost as much as the furniture, yes?
Yeah. Go there quite a lot. I go visit my bartender friend, Jeff Mix.
That's right, the mixologist.
Yeah, and sit there at the bar and have a light supper and a drink. Mm-hmm. And lunch, actually. It's a great place to take clients for lunch.
Was he active? Was Charlie still working? Or had he kind of stepped back a little bit?
No, I believe he had stepped back. There's a chef in place there that's been in place for a while, I think, that had been kind of running the kitchen operations. And then, of course, Charlie's children are very involved in the restaurant as well. So,
gotcha.
Yep, that's a sad loss for the island for sure.
No kidding. Do you know how long he'd been there? Can't imagine less than 30, 40
years. Well, the original
Charlie's,
like I said, is where Seagrass is now, and that was 33 years ago, so I'm not sure how much before that restaurant was there. So, yeah it's 30, 35 years.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he will be missed, I'm sure, by a lot of people who knew him and loved him, and I'm sure have similar stories to yours, because when you're in one place in an island that size for that long, you got to know everybody. That's just the way it goes.
Well, that's right. And another thing about the environment that he and his wife created at that restaurant, so many of those servers in there have worked there for years. You know, not huge turnover.
Right. Well, the best restaurants have that type of cachet.
Well, of course, I've been spending a lot of time at Caligny Theater because Seaglass Stage, I'm on the board. We are producing a new show that opens this Friday night. And so I've been spending a lot of time there prepping, helping the guys prep, you know, the set, the stage, and the front of house, which is my responsibility. So I've been eating around Caligny, you know, like I do. And I do have one thing to report yesterday. And I just said that I don't order red meat very often because, you know, I'm trying to be healthy. But I had a smash burger from Frosty's. Frosty's right there next door to the theater.
Frosty Frog.
And Frosty Frog, thank you. Frosty Frog. I knew I wasn't saying that right. Smash burger, and they make their own pub sauce.
Right.
And Mark, the director of the theater, was getting one, and I thought, oh, that sounds really good. Let me get that. And it was solid. That's a solid burger. It comes on a Kaiser roll. You know, I really love brioche rolls because they're nice and soft, but that Kaiser roll was really nice, and it was pretty solid.
Frosty Frog is on the move. They have, obviously, that spot there at Caligny. There's one that does very well here on River Street in Savannah, and they're about to go into the New River, May River development over at May River Circle, the Riverside project in, I can't call it Bluffton, I guess technically it is, between Bluffton and Hardyville. They're going in there along with Local Pie and Nom Nom Pokey Shop and several others. That's Frosty Frog is on the move. Those frozen drinks are they're quite powerful, but they're very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whenever I go in there, it's crowded. Yesterday, the whole football crowd.
Yeah,
you know, I walked in and everybody was shouting and cheering. Just a friendly, fun.
Yeah.
You know, atmosphere to be involved with, and there's indoor and outdoor seating, and they have live entertainment, at least in season, I think every day.
Yeah.
And then their outdoor portion they built an awning over that. So, it's a festive place to be.
Yeah. I like their burger. I do like their burger. I've had it two, three times. Very good. Well, we are going to get back to the business of cleanup. Thankfully, I don't have a whole lot of cleanup. Doesn't sound like you do either, but that's just the branches down and the physical part of it. There's still, I'm as we speak here, I'm trying to figure out my week, because if a lot of businesses are, I don't want to say closed, but if they're, you know, still rebuilding what they're doing this week, a lot of the plans that I had this week for interviews and stuff, just, you know, Jesse knocking on the door saying, hey, can I talk to you for 15 minutes for an article, just doesn't work when there's more important things to deal with. So these weeks always end up being kind of wonky for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I may end up in Beaufort to chat with some people just to get out of Savannah to give me, you know, give them a chance to regroup. But you never know where I might end up this week. Before we go though, tell us where we can find you if we would like to kick some tires on some domestic situations around your island.
I'm a realtor with the Kaiser Jaton team at eXp Realty. You can contact me or view property here on Hilton Head Island and the surrounding areas at margaretcrenshaw.com.
Sounds good. All right. Well, you enjoy your week, and we will catch up with you. What do you got going on? What do we have going? Oh, next weekend I'm out of town, but do you have plans for this
week
coming
up? Yeah, I'll be at the theater, and then I go to Charleston on Sunday to hang out with my daughter.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah, we have opening night, and I don't have a crazy week. I think I'll just be prepping for the show. I should have mentioned this earlier. There is a cake in this show. It's a prop cake.
Do you jump out of it?
So I'm responsible for baking the cake every day. And then we've decided to actually offer the cake in cupcake form to the patrons at our concession stand, along with popcorn and beer and wine that can be purchased on property. And it's a lemon polenta cake.
So you don't jump out of it?
I do not.
I want my money back.
Tickets would be a lot more.
No kidding, right? All right. Thank you, Maggie. You have a wonderful week. We'll talk soon.
All right. Happy cleanup.
Thank you. Bye.